Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, and welcome back to the conclusion of my conversation with Jonathan Brush. He is the CEO and president of Unbound, and we are having a great time talking about raising kids to be adults. And this is a big topic that is something that we don't often talk about, don't often think about, but is something that we need to be very intentional about in raising our kids in submission to the Lord to figure out what God has for them. What is His plan for their life? You know, we often want to just lay out a blueprint for them and say, this is exactly where you're supposed to go. This is exactly what you're supposed to do. And here's how you're going to get there. And so we spent the last 2 episodes kind of dissecting those ideas and figuring out, like, that's not really how it works practically. And really what it comes down to is being in full submission to the Lord and trusting Him and seeking Him day after day after day to figure out what His calling is on your life and asking the big questions, you know, what am I here for? And how do I serve the Lord? I mean, that's really, you know, what is our purpose in life is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Plain and simple. That's it. Heaven is our final destination. And so how do we guide and direct the hearts of our children to honor the Lord in their life here on earth in a way that not only directs them and their hearts towards Jesus, but where they can be used by the Lord to direct other people that God puts into their lives to honor and fulfill God's plan for their lives as well. So I want to kind of jump into the topic of college, because I know that's something that you're very familiar with. And, you know, I have really seen things shift in the world of colleges over the past probably decade. It used to be, you know, decades ago, it was that if you had a college degree, you were really set apart. And it was much easier to have your career and to get a job and to do the adult thing when you had that piece of paper with that stamp of approval on it. Yes, you finished college. And now it's kind of gone to where, and this is maybe my opinion, where colleges have become nothing more than businesses. You know, anybody can get that piece of paper. And oftentimes you don't even have to pay for that piece of paper. But anybody can get through college, no matter how smart you are, no matter how hard you work. If you just go to class and do the thing that they tell you to do, you can get that piece of paper. And that does not guarantee you a job today. And I'm not saying college is bad. For some people, it's good. For, you know, I want my doctor to go to doctor college. I want him to learn how to do an operation if I need one. So it's not always bad for everybody, but it's also not always necessary for everybody to go to college. And I know, Jonathan, you have a college degree. My husband has a college degree. I do not. I wanted to be a wife and a mom. That was my goal in life. And I'm not down on, you know, education, but my goal was not university. It was motherhood. Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing as things have kind of shifted in the world of college today? Do kids need college in order to be successful in adulthood? Do they not need college? Where are you seeing that trend? I shouldn't say trend. It's not a trend. It's kind of the reality of life right now.
Yeah. So I spent 12 years as the director of admissions for a private selective liberal arts college. And then I've spent the last 10 years working in more non-traditional higher education in online education and working with Unbound. And so once again, there's something sort of behind the scenes that if you understand it, some of this stuff makes a little more sense, right? People are like, why is college degree kind of devalued and all this kind of thing? Well, think about the way we handle knowledge, right? The whole fundamental way we treat knowledge as human beings is really different from any other time in history. And that's a pretty big statement, but it's pretty true. When I was in high school, if you need to learn something, and you didn't know it, and it wasn't at home. You had to drive to the library, pull the card catalog, get the card, find the book, read the book, and then you had to either memorize or take notes and put those notes somewhere so you could read them later in order to store that information. In other words, it was complicated and expensive to have that information. So somebody went to college, had a lot of that information packed into their brain. And that was really helpful for certain industries and jobs and stuff like that. It made those people really valuable because they had a lot more information in their brain, and that saved everybody a lot of trips to the library to get that information. They had that perspective and all those kinds of things. Of course, fundamentally different now, right? I mean, you're listening to this podcast on a device that gives you access to practically all the world's knowledge. And so that's just a significant, stunning, unbelievable, unprecedented, never before seen change. Mm-hmm. And so that means that the value of having that stuff in your brain is not as much anymore. Right. But colleges haven't changed that fast because they were built over centuries, right? And so this is not necessarily a knock on them. We could take it that way. But look, I mean, can you imagine in one generation having everything obliterated that was true for centuries? And then, you know, it's not surprising that they're not adjusting quickly, but the workplace is adjusting quickly. So mm-hmm. the skills needed for the workplace now are very different. Everybody's access to knowledge. Now we need people that know how to solve problems, know how to access all that knowledge and find the right stuff and ask the right questions and do those things. And not only that, deal with people. So relational skills and task management skills and time management skills, those are the things that are really, really important. And colleges were never designed to teach those things and aren't particularly interested in teaching those things. So is a college degree necessary? As you noted, in certain places, absolutely in engineering, absolutely in nursing. And certainly if there's a chance you're going to operate on me, definitely in medicine, right? But in lots of other places, and if you have to work for a big company that moves as slow as a dinosaur college, then same thing. And, you know, if you're going to do really deep academic stuff, you want to be a judge or a professor or a teacher or those things, college is still the best place to be, right? And so we're not saying that there's no room for colleges. But for all the rest of us, there's often better ways to learn that. And that's by actually doing it. We're in a world now of iterative learning, which is something we've taken from the software world, where you learn something quick and apply it and then change it and apply it and keep going, is really essential because technology means that stuff gets disrupted almost constantly, no matter what your job is. If you're a barber right now, your job just got completely obliterated with COVID. And all of a sudden, being a barber on YouTube was way more profitable being a barber in a barber chair, right? Yeah. And so that kind of constant learning means that iterative learning is the way to go. And iterative learning works best when it's done with real stuff, like when you're really doing those things. So the faster you can get into doing real work, typically the better prepared you are for the real world, which sounds obvious, but honestly wasn't true a generation or so ago when, you know, you needed this extra knowledge advantage.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What we do at IEW is break through the noise of the grammar and the writing prompts. And we say, this is what you do step by step. And I've witnessed it over and over again, both watching Andrew teach and hearing from parents. This is the best writing program. We've made it so easy and made it really affordable. So any mom can teach writing to their children using our course. And we guarantee it.
For more information, visit IEW.com. That's IEW.com. We are back with Jonathan. Before the break, we were talking about colleges and how, you know, for some it's great, for others it's not quite necessary. And I see that as homeschool families, you're talking about practically learning how to do life, practically learning how to work in the workforce. And as homeschool families, we have such an advantage of being able, because our kids are not sitting in a classroom. I think it is one of the greatest advantages of having our kids at home with us. They're not sitting in a classroom for 40 hours a week, bound to a desk or bound to a table, now bound to a desk with, you know, in many cases, a mask on them and dividers between them and their classmates. So as homeschoolers, we have the opportunity to put our kids out into the world, not the secular worldly world, though sometimes, but we have an opportunity to teach them how to succeed. And so I want you to talk about Unbound, talk about your organization, your ministry that the Lord has called you to, and what you guys do to prepare kids for adulthood.
So to talk about that, let's just challenge some sort of sacred cows right away, right? So let's start with this premise. There are some things that you need to go to college for. We talked about engineering and nursing and deep academic things. And there are some really great, fewer than there were before, but there's some really great Christian colleges that do that. Mm-hmm. And if that's what your student is called, go check them out. And there's some really great ones out there, right? But let's say we set aside those exceptions. Let's just think about this for a minute, right? you live in an area, okay, and you've invested 5, 6, 7, 12, 18 years in that area. That's where you go to church, and that's where you have business connections, and that's where you have a community and all that stuff. And now, why is it an advantage to bust your kid out of there, send them 3 hours away where they're never going to sort of reestablish those contacts? It's been a lifetime, perhaps, or a significant portion of time building those connections, not to speak of the connections they have with your family. And now you're just going to say, no, go someplace else and start all over again from scratch. In a total bubble world where everybody's the same age, has lots of free time, all they have to do is learn. They don't have to deal with anything in the real life, and somebody else cooks and does their dishes for them.
Yeah.
And then we expect them to say, that's what prepares you for adulthood. That's ridiculous, right? What if you could do something different? What if you could stay connected to those things? You say, well, yeah, but college is about making relationships. Well, yes. What though if you could stay in your local community and not have to give up all those local advantages and all those connections and all those networks and stuff like that, but at the same time get plugged into a national network of students that were really aggressive about living out their calling for Christ and were really willing to share those things and share life with one another? And what if you could do that in a way where you intensely met them face to face? Because online relationships only go so far, in different locations across the country. So now you can say, I'm at home and I'm staying involved in my local community, but I have this national network of students that will literally give me advantages and the network advantage for life. I have a student life experience because I'm interacting with these people online, certainly, but then I'm seeing them for these really intense periods where we're doing these things. And what if that whole educational system was less about the stuff, because we just talked about the knowledge isn't as important as it used to be, but instead was really focused on quickly and effectively mastering complicated information, and that you applied that by doing real things, that there was a projects component to this that is simply a fancy way of saying, in order to get a real education, task management, time management, and relational skills are best learned when you're doing something real. Mm-hmm. And so in order to complete the program, you have to do something real, a real project with real leadership, with real responsibility that makes a real difference in the world. Now, if you'll take that scenario and it sounds attractive to you, that's what Unbound is. That's what our program does. Yes, you can earn credits that will transfer into another college and help you earn a degree if you want to do that. We'll be delighted to help you do that as well. We'll help you get fully accredited college credits. But the heart of this is a projects-based system that creates a network of students, gives them an opportunity to interact with each other at these spectacular live events. The tuition for Unbound includes not just the events, but the travel. We'll literally send you your plane tickets in the email. In your email box. You don't have to worry about those details. We'll make all logistical arrangements for you. They'll plug you into a network of students that you can enjoy advantages for from life and teach you real skills in real situations. And we focus on, I say what we do is we're kind of like the Army Rangers, right? If everybody in the church is the military and we all have the same mission, then the Rangers are those people that get kind of elite training and then are embedded often, sometimes they're in Ranger teams, but often they go back to their units as sort of the people that make their units even better. I want to take students, take them through Unbound, give them elite training in everyday life, send them back to the local churches as elitely trained and prepared. And in this case, we never actually take them out of the local church. Students to make a difference in whatever God's called them to do. That's what Unbound does. And that's what we're passionate about. Hopefully you caught that. And that's what we're really excited to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I think of it in terms of when our kids are little and they're learning fractions, we could give them a piece of paper and we can say, here's a fraction, you know, here's a quarter, here's a quarter, here's a quarter, here's a quarter, here's a whole, here's a half, and teach them what fractions are. Or we can take them in the kitchen and bake some chocolate chip cookies with them and measure out a full cup of brown sugar, divide it into quarters. Eat the brown sugar and the cookie dough because that's the best way to make chocolate chip cookies and teach them the real practical way of learning fractions. Because in reality, whenever we're teaching our kids anything that we teach them, it's not so that they can then regurgitate that thing on a piece of paper. It's so that they can go into the rest of their life into adulthood and be able to put those things into practice. And so that's what I'm hearing from you, right? You basically take these life skills and education and you teach kids how to practically succeed as an adult in whatever capacity the Lord has called them to succeed. And so it's not, I'm assuming it's not just ministry, right? I mean, because you're talking about going back to the local churches, but it's maybe not just ministry. It's in anything we do for the Lord is ministry.
That very much that idea that all work is ministry work, right? So I actually train comparatively few actual ministers, and that's not because we don't like them or we can't prepare them. It's just, you know, and the whole percentage of all the students that are doing this, most of them are going into business. They're going into communications. They're going into, I have a lot of filmmakers. I have a lot of writers. I have a lot of people who want to be parents and moms and dads and those kinds of things. So yeah, it's the whole spectrum. But I say local church because I feel like, you know, if I say I prepare you for a job, that's just a small piece of life.
Yes.
If I say I prepare you for your family, that's not exactly what I'm talking about here. But if I say I prepare you for your local church, I mean that I think that that's God's plan for saving the world, the local church. I don't know if there's a plan B, right? And so the better we can strengthen those churches by training people that are just really good, we call it extraordinary to ordinary. We want to train people who are extraordinary at ordinary life. And we think that when you're extraordinary at ordinary life, pretty soon life gets pretty extraordinary, right?
Yeah.
God gives you outsized opportunities to make a difference for the kingdom. And often that's best expressed and nurtured through whatever your local congregation is. And that means also that we're not tempted to tell you exactly what to believe and how to believe it, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's always a temptation to do that. Instead, we say, no. Your local congregation is the place where you got to get that corrected. We might give you some ideas. Let them sort of modify it. Take our extremes off. Make sure that we're staying honest and we're staying straight. Help us be held responsible. And then let us really teach you the skills you need to be successful.
That's awesome. So can you give me maybe like one or two examples of some young adults and what age range do you have people, young adults and kids coming through this program?
Yeah. So first of all, when you contact us, we'll go through a really extensive kind of interview process to make sure that we're right the right match for you.
Okay.
But we take students as early as junior, senior year in high school, doing a dual enrollment.
Okay.
Through traditional college age. The majority of my students are between 18 and 22, traditional college age. I've had them as old as 26, 27, and generally not much younger than 16. That would be pretty extraordinary. And we'd have to have some discussions to make sure that was really a good match. We offer, in addition to our main program, we also offer a class called Navigate that really incorporates a lot of the things we talked about here, which is how to help students make big decisions. And that's a course that's available to anybody from a wide range of folks. And you can learn about that on our website as well.
Okay.
But you asked for an example.
Yeah. I want to hear of, you know, maybe one or two students who have gone through the program and how, you know, maybe what that's looked like for them and they've come out of it on the other side and what they're doing now.
Yeah. So one thing that happens is that when students do earn a degree through us, they often come out the other side debt-free, right? So we can do this in a way that doesn't require you to borrow a lot of money. So that gives you kind of a leg up immediately. So we have students who often will come out and use that as a leverage to start their own business, right? I had one student years ago who came through the program, and because he had no debt, he was able to start a financial consulting business right out of the gate. Since, you know, a young financial consultant's not necessarily one that attracts clients, but he didn't have any debt. So he was able to keep his expenses low, go through that slowly and build up clients. But then think about this, you know, here's a young man who earned his college degree by the time he was 20, started a financial consulting business, had a few clients, but learned a lot through those clients. By the time he was 24, which is when most people are only 2 years out of college and still looking for that first job, he had a thriving practice, managing incredible amounts of money with a lot of experience already, right? So you can leverage that forward. Ironically, I have one, and she's on my mind right now because she just flew to Ethiopia to do a relief work. She's actually en route right now.
Oh, wow.
I won't get there until tomorrow. Now, this is a little catch here. This student is a nurse, which is not something we typically are optimized for, but she's an exceptional student. She went, used our program to do all of her general education courses. Then she did her nursing at a nursing school, right? But she was so successful because of the other skills. She came with a lot of these, but the skills we were able to hone through the things we do with Unbound. And so again, here's somebody that was working in a Johns Hopkins ER, dealing with intense emergencies at 20, volunteered to be in a COVID ward in New York City last summer, had some really intense, really difficult experiences, and now is on her way to Ethiopia to help somebody who's running a string of orphanages out there. She's not yet 25. She has more experience than nurses, you know, that are 5-6 years older than she is, a lot of youthful energy, a ton of experience. And look how she can leverage that now. Like, look at the experience she's able to carry forward. And that's what gets really exciting, right? When you have kind of this early start on skill building and experience, you get to that point where you're making an impact a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And that means you have a lot more time to make an impact. And that's when things can get really exciting.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, you guys can learn more about Unbound at beunbound.us. Check it out, you guys. It looks like a really amazing program. Thank you for doing this, Jonathan. It's really neat that God has called you to this in order to help people figure out what God's calling is on their lives. And it's such a, I would imagine for you, such a pleasure and a blessing to be able to come alongside these young adults and help guide them into adulthood.
I get to work with some really extraordinary students who often come with some really extraordinary parents. So thank you to those of you out there who often are those parents who provide those students to our program.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time this week, Jonathan. It has been such a pleasure talking with you. Can you just give one very last word of encouragement to our audience? I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, strip away all the stuff, all the details, all the lists, all those kinds of things. And really, I have to do this frequently. Like, let's cut down to the basics, right? And here's the basics. It's everything, all the time management, all the task management you do, they only make sense in the context of relationships. And that starts with our relationship with Christ. Amen. And then it's carried out in how we represent Christ to others, and including especially the people in our own family. And no matter how bad things are going, no matter how crazy things are, no matter how much math your kid does or doesn't know, if you can just remember that and say that at the base bottom level, am I being as Christ to my children and to the people that I'm in contact with? And am I remembering to stay connected with my relationship with the one who made me? And really everything flows out from that. And if that sounds blindingly obvious, I have to be reminded of it every single day. and so when things are going crazy and the wheels are turning off and we're in flames and heading towards the ground, I just have to close my eyes and say, just remember, if we're doing this, the wrestle will figure it out.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you so much for that encouragement and for spending time with us this week. And thank you guys for listening. It is such a blessing to know that you're on the other side of this microphone. We love talking with you guys. We love hearing from you. If you would like to shoot us an email, you can send that to podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. And we will get back to you as quickly as we can. Let us know how we can continue to encourage you through the podcast. If there are guests that you'd like to hear from, if there are topics you would like us to discuss, we are here to serve you. And let us know also if there's ways that we can be praying for you. We do pray for you often, but it's often a kind of a general prayer. But if you have specific prayer requests for you and your family, we would love to know what those are. And our family is committed to praying for your family as well. So, and we would love it if in return you would pray for our family, as God just keeps us on this path of the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. It is such a delight and a privilege to be able to do this with you. So, and you know, if the Lord puts it on your heart to support this ministry financially, we would love that. We always need financial support to keep this ministry going. You can do that by going to schoolhouserocked.com. Find the button that says donate here, and you can make a tax deductible donation through the website. So thank you guys for joining us again. We will see you back here on Monday with another fantastic guest. Until then, have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.